On today's show, Cup of Tao, Episode 6, Meditation Monkeys, I talk about meditation and offer some tips. Today's question of today deals with family and friends who try to push their religious or political views off onto you. All this and more coming right now on your favorite podcast. What's your favorite podcast? This American Life, Joe Rogan? No, give me some love here. It's Cup of Tao, starting right now.
You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McLeish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit.
Hello, how are you doing today? Hope you're having a good day. I'm going to start off with a parable for you, the parable of the levitating monk. A long time ago, a young man wanted to increase his spiritual abilities. He heard about this monk that had mastered the art of levitation, so he spent countless hours trying to find this monk. He traveled hundreds of miles, and eventually he found the monk. The monk was levitating, just hovering right over an active creek of water, seated in cross-legged position. Amazed, the young man asked the monk for lessons. He enthusiastically begged the monk to teach him this levitation ability. The monk reluctantly agreed. The monk stated, "Look, all you got to do is go home and meditate. Just 20 minutes a day for 2 weeks, then come back to see me after 2 weeks and I'll give you the magic words. You'll be right up here levitating with me. And also you need to bring me 10 gold coins." The young man said, "Really? That's it? That's all I have to do?" The monk then proclaimed, "Yep, that's pretty much it. Just go home, meditate 20 minutes each day." So the young man started to walk away towards home, and the monk said, "Wait a minute, just one more thing. When you meditate, don't think about monkeys. Don't think about me telling you not to think about a monkey. Don't think about a picture of a monkey, an image of a monkey. Don't even think about bananas or anything that has to do with monkeys, because that'll mess up your meditation routine." So the young man said, "Got it," and proceeded on his long journey home. When the young man arrived home, he sold most of his possessions to get money for the gold coins. The young man started his meditation routine, and every time he started it, he started thinking about monkeys. He kept trying to meditate, and every time he would meditate, the image of a monkey would come up, or of the monk telling him not to think about monkeys. During the course of the 2 weeks, he spent tons of hours trying to meditate. So he figured, in all his hours of meditation each day, he must have had 20 minutes in there where he didn't think about the monkeys. After 2 weeks, he returned to the monk and found the monk sitting hovering above the creek where the young man had left him. The young man looked at the monk, and the monk looked at him, and the monk said, "Did you do your meditation routine every day?" The young man responded that he had. The monk had him sit cross-legged in the middle of the stream and chant Om. After an hour of sitting and chanting, the monk looked down at the young man and said, "You've been doing this an hour. You're not levitating. I'm sorry. You're not going to be able to levitate at all." The young man became very irate and mad and demanded his money back. The monk said, "I'm sorry. I am not going to give you your money back." The young man cursed at the monk. He called the monk a fraud and a con man. The monk calmly asked, "Well, did you think about monkeys these past 2 weeks?" The man responded to the question in a rage, telling the monk, "To be honest with you, because of you, that's pretty much all I thought about these past 2 weeks. Why could you be so cruel as to deceive me?" The monk calmly stated, "How did you think you could accomplish something so difficult as levitation if you can't sit down and not think about monkeys for 20 minutes every day?" So fortunately, in a Taoist mindful meditation, blocking out all distracting thoughts is not required. Furthermore, like I mentioned before, the more we try to push something away, the stronger it becomes. Let me give a brief overview on different types of meditation. I want to be as brief and simple as I can when I describe these. So in actual practice, some of these might be more or less combined and not be as distinct as I'm making them out to be. The first category I'll call focused meditation. In focused meditation, one can use a word, a phrase, or an object, such as a mantra, a candle, the breath, or even a mental image. Typically in this type of meditation, someone's seated comfortably. However, some people practice this with legs folded underneath themselves, which can be uncomfortable for the beginner who is just starting out. Some traditions have instructions for breathing, such as breathing slowly in through the nose and then exhaling slowly through the mouth. Some traditions have someone breathe from their hara, a point near the belly button. Some have the practitioner visualize opening his or her chakras, which are spiritual energy points on the spine. Some traditions do a practice to try to cultivate spiritual energy and open what's called the third eye, which is described as a gateway to a spiritual dimension of awareness. There are even traditions to which someone would try to learn to block out their senses or to control involuntary bodily functions. If your mind wanders, which it will, the goal is to pull it back to the object of focus, as one would if they were training a puppy to be leash trained, and the puppy went off the sidewalk to smell the fire hydrant. You would then pull the puppy back and continue your walk. In the same way, your mind's like a restless puppy. Your mind wanders off, and you allow the mind to wander, but then you pull it back to the focus point. Over time, you learn to have greater control over keeping your mind in check. And that's the category of focused meditations. The next category is what I like to call moving meditations. In this form of meditation, instead of sitting, a person gets to move. This can take the form of bodily positions, as in Hatha Yoga, or in martial art-like poses, as in Tai Chi, Qigong, Qigong. This is good for someone who has great challenge with sitting still, or for those who have a problem with focusing their attention. The third category is what I like to call awareness meditations. In awareness meditation, the goal is not to focus on a single point, but instead to have awareness of everything around you, including your thoughts, your breathing, your emotions, and your environment. This is often combined with some form of breath regulation, such as breathing slowly. This form can either be practiced sitting, as in focused meditation, or it can be practiced in postures and movements, as in moving meditations. Mindfulness, as I described it earlier and as I practice it, is an awareness meditation, which can be done in line at the grocery store or while in tense situations. You view your mind as a commentator and observer of all your thoughts and all your emotions. You view the situation around you as you would watching a movie, and being a witness to yourself as if you were a character within the movie. It is a cross between the focused meditation of concentrating on certain things such as breathing, combined with mindful detachment from thoughts, while maintaining an open awareness of all that's going on around you. So keep in mind that I simplified the various forms of meditations out there, and the spectrum is vast. There's guided meditations, tension and relaxation, body scan, neuro-linguistic programming, other movement meditations. I just wanted to emphasize that many people believe that the only way to meditate is to clear your mind of all thoughts and sit for long periods of time. This is not how meditation has to be for you. There are probably those of you that are listening that have a good knowledge about meditation. If you don't have a good knowledge about meditation, there are many books devoted to the topic. Try taking up a meditation practice, and also remember to do mindfulness. Practice the four L's: look, listen, label, and let it be, as described in previous podcast episodes. Your assignment is to start doing a meditation routine, even if it's just 3 to 5 minutes a day. Keep in mind that it may take a few weeks before you notice results or life changes. When you do your meditation routine, just remember, don't think about monkeys. Today's question of the day comes from Carrie in Houston, Texas. Carrie writes, what's the best way to respond to family members who see Taoism as being equivalent to Satanism and who caution me and argue with me about my way of viewing life as well as my political beliefs about the climate and the environment? What a great question, Carrie. I could write a book about this question because there's so many things that I'd want to say but don't have time to in my response. Some things to keep in mind. Philosophical Taoism is not inconsistent with the messages of Christianity and most other major religions. There are parts of the world where someone can hold many complementary beliefs and be considered as having multiple religions. Holding differences of opinion is part of the balance in life. It's okay to disagree. It should be okay to share differences of opinion, although I think it's true the saying about never discussing religion or politics. However, I can say it makes me uncomfortable when someone tries to push their religious or their political beliefs onto me. Some people push their beliefs in a rude, argumentative manner, but many times people do this in the form of trying to educate me about how my beliefs are wrong and they're right. Maybe I'm speaking for myself, but I think it's rare for someone to change their beliefs because someone is trying to argue and push his or her religious or political outlook onto another. I will gladly hear the other person's point of view, and I'll acknowledge if I agree or if I disagree. I also have family members and friends that believe that climate change is a hoax. I tend to take the word of the large scientific community. Demanding that I'm wrong is not going to change my point of view. Carrie, you have a right to your own opinion and your own beliefs. Around holiday time, people tend to bring up politics and religion. If they try to push their beliefs onto you, politely tell the family member that you disagree and try not to argue the differences, but just to state them from the point of view of, this is how I see it, and I think we should agree to disagree. Inform the person that you do not want to discuss this topic. It's unfair when a person presents a view in a way that conveys, you must believe the way I do, or you're a bad person. Especially if your beliefs don't harm others and come from a place of love, kindness, and harmony with nature. Thank you, Carrie, for that question. I hope I answered it well. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books, available in written and digital format. That's all for this week's Cup of Tao. See you next week for another great episode. Until then, may peace and love be with you. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day. Don't think about monkeys.